We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome, Marks and Reese. John Marks, Ike Reese. As exhausted Eagles fans everywhere are tuning in to get Ike Reese's reaction to last night's game. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, there's going to be some hollering today, I think, Ike.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it will be. It should be. And I know I'm feeling like everybody else is feeling. You know, frustrated about that game last night. And quite frankly, embarrassed by the game last night.
Oh, totally embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing, I agree. What is your what's your immediate reaction? Because really, like, we'll obviously talk about some decisions in the game last night and some stuff in the game, but really this is big picture. What the hell are the Eagles going to do going forward? Like you said, that was on stage last night. Eagles were on stage in a national TV audience. Louis Riddick and Brian Griese were more or less tearing into Howie Roseman and his personnel decisions. For the most part, Carson Wentz was given a I won't even say excuses, but you know, the broadcasting,
sure,
the broadcasters were more or less saying, like, this is why this is happening here. You know, Ike, what do you do now? I mean, that's the question. That's the big question is, what will Jeffrey Lurie do now?
Well, that's a great place to start, right there with Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, the chairman of this team, chairperson of the team, whatever they call it nowadays. And that's what it's really going to boil down to. What did he see last night? And as I'm watching that game, and we're all frustrated watching that game and the ineptitude of this offense and, you know, another game where you're going three and out for over a first quarter. It took me back to that Baltimore Ravens game. Where
first 15 plays.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable to witness that on a national stage and then to have the commentators pick everything apart, not only about the quarterback, but the offense, the play design, the offensive line, the organization, the personnel. And you're talking to not only Ike, the fan and of the Eagles right now, but I'm also looking at it as a former player too, right? So that's – and not just a former player, but a former Eagle. And so then I still feel like I'm very close to the organization. As far as what the organization means to me and what I care about, what they look like and how they're perceived. And as a former player and as a fan, how could you not be embarrassed by what you saw last night? And I know Jeffrey Lurie had to be embarrassed sitting in the owner's suite last night, knowing that his organization, his proud organization, is being discussed in the manner that it's being discussed on national TV, because there's no hiding from it. It's not like the Eagles came out there last night with a new fire lit up under them and, you know, Carson is slinging the ball around everywhere and doing his thing and you could sort of get away from it for a night of just tearing down Carson, the Eagles, the offensive line, Doug Peterson, and the organization. But you couldn't get away from it. You couldn't get away from it because that's what it looked like, and you couldn't hide from it. And it pained me to have to listen to that and hear that and know that an organization that I identify with, that I consider I bleed green. You know, a lot of us say it, and I think a lot of us truly, truly mean it. But you know me, John, and people that have listened to me for the last 13 years and have watched me from the time I got drafted here, passion is one thing I don't hide very well. And when I feel something, that's what I feel.
Yep.
And if I say I bleed Eagle Green, that's what I bleed. That's what I bleed. And it hurt, man. It was embarrassing. And Jeffrey Lurie is the only person that has the power to do what's right to get this thing fixed and get it on the right track. Now, we'll go through what that needs to be, whether it's firing Howie Roseman, firing Doug Peterson, trading Carson Wentz, firing Jim Schwartz. I don't know what it's going to be ultimately he's going to decide, but what I do know, they can't come back status quo next year.
No.
I don't know what they're going to do, but they can't come back status quo next year, because it's not just about what I'm seeing week to week as much as it is I'm not seeing anything different. I don't see anything different.
Nine called running plays?
It's mind-boggling, man. It's baffling. And I know they struggled running the ball, but so what? You were never truly out of that game last night that you couldn't have found yourself back in. You got a touchdown right before the half, then Jake Elliott misses a field goal. An extra point. These are things that bad teams do. And I know it because I've been on them, a couple of them.
Yeah.
I've been on them. But I was on one, a real bad team, like this one.
Yep.
My rookie year. And you find ways to lose games. You find ways to kill momentum. Nothing you call works. And it's at the end of the year, I don't think anything's going to happen during the year, but I could be wrong. I mean, if this thing keeps going in this direction, who knows what's going to happen before the season is over with.
I get anything's on the table right now. I agree. I think that Jeffrey Lurie, for the most part, would give either his coach or his GM or both the rest of the year just because they did win a Super Bowl 3 years ago. I recognize that. But you keep losing games, and you keep losing games like this, where now the talk today is like, how can the Eagles be this bad? Like, how can Carson Wentz be this bad, right? So, I'm going to be very clear, right? And by no means am I making excuses for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was not good again last night. He was bad again last night. I know everybody's going to want put Jalen Hurts in there. Put Jalen Hurts. I don't even really care anymore. But here's what I know. You are not getting rid of Carson Wentz. What you have to do is you have to bring a coach in here that knows what the hell he's doing, and you have to bring a GM in here that has an idea of how to build a roster. Right? Like, if you decide you're going to move on from Carson Wentz, and by the way, financially, you can't even do that. No. You can't move on from him. He's here through 2021. What you do now, if you're Jeffrey Lurie, is say, okay, I know Carson Wentz, with the right coaching and the right offense, can get back to the player that he was in 2017. I believe that. Maybe not an MVP, maybe not as good as we saw in 2017, but he can get back to being that player. How do you do it? Got to rebuild the roster, and you got to get everybody out of here. And it hurts me to say that about Doug. And even though I've been pretty hard on Doug this year, I've been riding him hard this year, I would feel bad if Doug would lose his job, because I don't think all this is entirely his fault. This is a bad roster.
Oh, hell no. No, right. This ain't all Doug's fault.
Yeah.
No,
this is this is a bad roster, right? Like, same bad roster, same old expensive players. They're $65 to $75 million over the cap next year, right? Yeah. Like, it's a mess. Bad roster. Old roster, expensive roster, bad free agent signings, bad draft picks. I mean, did just DK Metcalf having his way last night?
Oh, my God.
I mean, like literally, that just – even if the rest of the NFL didn't sign off on him because of his medicals, right? Like, it still makes Howie Roseman look terrible because they drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who can't even get on the field.
Yeah, and then I see a quote from DK Metcalf where he basically is acknowledging, right, this could have been my home. I could have been here for Philadelphia. They didn't draft me.
No.
I got to make them pay.
Yeah, he is.
Come on, man.
He did.
Come on, man.
He did.
That's really pouring salt in the wound right there.
So
come
here's,
on, DK.
Here's where I am right now. This is over, right? This is over. Blow it up. New GM, new coach. Don't don't do this, Jeffrey Lurie. Don't say to Howie, okay, I'm gonna promote you for failing in the last 3 years. I'm going to promote you to a higher level. I'm going to bring somebody else in here. Don't. That'll never work. Don't do that, because he will meddle. Even if you take some power away, he has shown he'll get back in that driver's seat as soon as you allow him to do it. Blow it up. Blow it up. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the Super Bowl. But gone. Gone. I mean, do you want to win? Does there anybody think that this is actually going to work with Doug? Like, Doug comes back next year, right, with maybe a new coach. I mean, who even knows?
No more new coaches.
That's not working.
No. You got to bring – if you're going to do coaches, then it has to be the entire staff. And I mean offense and defense. If you're going to do coaches, Clear it out.
Clear it out.
And I'm listening. I know there are certain position coaches that are Deuce. I think Deuce will be here as long as he wants to be here. Jeffrey Lurie loves Deuce Staley. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And Jeff Stoutland, great offensive line coach. Okay, whatever. But when you're talking about principles and philosophy and picking out personnel and finding guys that are playmakers, like, those guys can't be in that position anymore. Like, those guys can't be in that position anymore. And I got a feeling Jeffrey Lurie is seeing exactly what everybody else is seeing. I got a feeling he's feeling exactly what everybody else is feeling. And we got 5 weeks left to go in this season. I don't expect a whole lot to change that's going to change Jeffrey Lurie's mind about this team.
No.
Right? Is all of a sudden this thing is going to turn around for 5 weeks and Jeffrey Lurie is going to be like, okay, they started to show a little something. Maybe we just keep it together for another year.
That's not going to happen. No.
That's not – the schedule's not going to even allow for it to happen because of the teams you play. That's not going to happen.
No.
Couple that with the way that you're playing as a team, particularly on offense. Particularly on offense. And unfortunately for Doug, whom I obviously know personally, it falls on him. He is the offensive brain trust. He is the offensive brain trust. And I know the quarterback is there and he's not playing well. But here's the thing about that. If Jim Schwartz was the head coach and you just hired an offensive coordinator to teach Carson, it'd be easier just to get a new offensive coordinator in here.
Yep. And,
but when your offensive coordinator is the head coach, it's essentially Doug's job to fix this.
And if he can't, even if it's not his fault, he's the fall guy.
Right.
He's the fall guy. This isn't Bill Belichick. This isn't Andy Reid. This isn't one of these coaches where, okay, well, maybe we'll bring a new quarterback in. You're not doing that. You're keeping Carson Wentz. For everybody out there that's going to focus today, and I say this, bring it on. We'll talk to you. 215-592-9494. Bring it on.
To the Jalen Hurts package.
Yeah. Ike, you were so freaking right where you said
that package.
We're talking about this.
I need to see the package.
We're talking about it, and
we're not even going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Two snaps. So mind-numbing dumb the way they did it. Let's bring him on the field, get a penalty right away, and then bring Carson in on a 3rd and 8. Right, like, man, that's perfect. That's going to work. And by the way, Doug today, just talking about the Jalen Hurts thing, he doesn't want him in the game either. That's clear to me. He knows that can't work. What the hell is that going to do, bringing Jalen Hurts in for a play or two? Right, that's not going to work. So I feel bad for Doug because he knows it's crumbling around him and he can't do squat to change it. Can't do squat. Hire a new GM, get him to hire a coach, and let's go. That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do. You need to rebuild this team for real. For real, rebuild it around your quarterback, Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And if, so if you're going to call in today and say, oh, you could have put Jalen Hurts in there. What do you, like, for what? For what?
Yeah.
Fine, you want to put him in there, knock yourself out. If you think that's going to solve anything. It's not solving anything. This franchise is broken right now. We'll come back with your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Open up the phone lines with you. How are you feeling today? Do the Eagles need to totally blow this up? Join us next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
And the Eagles now have a trip ahead to Lambeau Field next week to play the Green Bay Packers. Parental discretion advised.
It doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, you're right, Merrill and Mike. Yeah, for all the people yesterday that were like, oh, I'm so excited to see the Eagles play tonight. Like, that's why I wasn't excited to see them play last night, Ike. Because that's what I thought was going to happen.
I think a lot of people were channeling that excitement around Jalen Hurts and how much they thought he was going to get to play last night.
I think Elliott is a Cowboys fan.
Well, I mean, it would have made the game more interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why there was this little buzz or interest from Eagles fans about seeing the game last night, because they probably thought, get a chance to see the kid, get a chance to see him,
see
what he can do.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that adds to Eagles fans, all of our frustration when you watch the game last night. You're saying, man, the only reason I wanted to watch this game last night, and I'm just saying some Eagles fans, not all of us, right? There are just some that was just, they were tuning in solely just to see Jalen Hurts last night. And they didn't get that. So to get the type of game they got from Carson again and then the offense again, that just adds to frustration for people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jalen's going to come in, save the season.
Right.
Save Doug, save Howie, save the organization. One run at a time, Mike. Like, but that's how people think. Like, we're going to talk to some people here, 215-592-9494, that are going to say that Jalen Hurts is the answer, right? Like, maybe he is the answer. But reality is that Carson Wentz is signed financially to be their starting quarterback, right? So if you think that's going to save the world by starting Jalen Hurts, you're sadly mistaken. Mm. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Eagle Ed in Philly. Eagle Ed.
Hey, Mr. Marks. What's going on, brother?
Hi, Eagle Ed.
Hey, Ike Reese, man. I'm praying for a speedy recovery for you, brother. You're in my hearts and prayers. Believe that, man.
Appreciate it, Eagle Ed. Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, listen here. I speak on the city of Philadelphia, man. Enough of the disrespect. This organization has disrespected us long enough. Howie Roseman has been running amok through this organization long enough, and it needs to stop, man. What we had watched last night is an indictment of this organization as a whole. You know, somewhere along the way, we have to ask ourselves, you know, what is the identity of this team and what is the philosophy of this team? You know, when I look around the organization and I look around at the players that's been selected, I look at Andy Reid. Andy Reid gave up his play calling abilities over there in Kansas City when those guys won two games. He gave his play calling. And then I'm supposed to believe that all of a sudden Andy Reid had an epiphany and he learned how to draft when this organization was crying for receivers since you've been playing ball, Ike Reese. Yeah. We are watching Wentz go through the same thing Donovan McNabb went through with his years being wasted with this organization, with the inability to be able to draft talent when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. We sit around here, we look at the past 10 years with this organization not being able to develop players. You know, we look at Nelson Aguilar, we see the season that he's having over there. We look at a lot of missed drafts with the Metcalf, the Justin Jefferson, the CD Lambs, and we can go on and the Joe Mixons, the Dalvin Cooks, you know. And I'm so glad that the national media last night told the truth. Everything that we have been saying in this city for years, they have said it in a nutshell, and I'm glad Jeffrey Lurie had a chance to hear that. I'm glad that DJ Metcalf said what he said to the national media when they asked us those questions, because we did have a chance to draft them. You know, the Philadelphia fan base, we get treated like a bunch of loudmouth babbling idiots, like we don't understand football. This is not Sacramento. This is not Southern California. We watch football. We live football. We study the game. You know, we get treated like we don't have a clue about how this organization should be ran as far as being able to pick certain personnel. But when you get, I'm talking about Hall of Fame receivers in this draft, when you get a can't miss in a draft on receivers and running backs year after year, we never draft.
Too many misses, Eagle Ed. Too many. We got to run. Thank you. Too many misses. Simple as that. Too many misses. You know, like free agency, not just the draft, free agency too. Too many misses, right? Yep. They tried to keep the window open in 2018. They made the playoffs the last 2 years. This is the incredible thing about it, that if you didn't know the details of what was going on, if you said, okay, they won the Super Bowl in 2017, 2018, 9-7 playoff win, 2019, 9-7 playoff in the playoffs, and then you fire both the GM and the coach after 2020. But that's how bad it is right now. Right, like, I don't know how you get out of this. I don't know how you get out of this if you're the coach. You can't bring Doug Peterson back like this. Right, like, so this happens again next year? You're going to bring Howie Roseman back to hire your next coach and to rebuild the organization? I don't want that either. How the hell's that going to work? It's time to blow it up, man.
It's headed that way. Yeah. And I just, every shot they showed to Jeffrey Lurie last night, it just, he has to be seething behind that mask.
It's lucky right? he had the mask on, right?
Yeah, exactly. He could actually, he probably went on and let all his curse words out last night because nobody can read his lips. So, he probably let everything fly last night.
Well, that one shot they had late where, you know, he looked tired because it's like 11:15, 11:20. He just watched a brutal game with his team, and he's sitting there.
I was tired too, by the way.
Yeah, me too, right?
At that point, yeah.
You just looked at him and you said, man, he's got to be so pissed right now.
Oh, yeah. And you heard all the reports about the missing the game and the walking out of practice, man. I don't know what changes are coming, but change is coming.
Change is coming, no doubt. Yeah. By the way, change happened not long ago. Another swing and a miss by Howie Roseman in the offseason. Will Parks has
been released. He's not a normal human being.
By the Eagles.
Philly Will.
Philly, it's been real. Thanks for the opportunity. I did everything I could. Love, peace. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I mean, he didn't.
I didn't know he was on the team still. Really, yeah,
He didn't do anything egregious last night to where you should be cut out. At least I don't think. I didn't see anything out there on the field.
Jack,
I mean,
10 snaps last night for Will Park, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
He did out-snap Marcus Epps. So.
Oh, man. Well,
he did? You said he did?
Yes, he did out-snap Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, well, he wasn't guarding DK.
Well, no, he wasn't.
Yeah,
Darius Slay was. He joins us at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the only when you're thinking about that game last night, that's – it was DK Metcalf and the one run from Chris Carson irritated me.
Yeah, Lockett, for the most part, didn't do much. Russell Wilson wasn't very great.
Yeah.
Right? Eagles have done a good job bottling him up.
I'm telling you, three straight games now.
Yep.
Last year, twice last year, and then this one, where Russ didn't really cook. He cooked when he threw it to one guy, but everything else wasn't really operating on all cylinders last night. The defense, I thought, did a nice job getting after him. They played with good spirit last night. They were the reason the game was still a game.
Yep. Yeah, did a good job. Let's get our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark De Beers Diamonds. Diamond is forever. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles fire both Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman? That's where we are right now, Jack. Both of them. Not one. Not Howie, not
Load up.
Both. Yes, 78% right now.
Yeah, you knew that.
I think Jack.
Surprise is not higher, really.
Jack wasn't looking for the 50-50 split. He was looking to see how high it would go.
Yeah.
And right now, 78% is not a lot.
Yeah, I thought.
I need a retweet.
Yeah. Well, so it's under 1,000 at the moment, so we'll get it up.
We'll get it up there.
Need a retweet from me.
Retweet it. Let's go to Kevin Ridley Park. Kev, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So, if you're Jalen Hurts, do you want to be the starter right now? I mean, 45 sacks in 11 games doesn't look like a favorable situation.
It's 46, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
111 quarterback hits. Right, Carson Wentz has not been good, right? Like, he wasn't good again last night, but, like, the O-line was bad again. The wide receivers were bad again. The coach had the same stale game plan again, right? Like, first three plays of the game, you script up the first 15 plays. You're 5-3 and outs. Your scripted plays, 5-3 and outs. Brutal. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, that's my thought. I don't know if Jalen Hurts wants to be the starter, and I mean, I'm sure he does to get the opportunity and everything, but, like, can you throw him into a worse situation than what he would be put in anyway? I don't think so.
It's not a good one.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He wants to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to play. He doesn't care about that. He wants to play. He's a football player. He wants to play.
He doesn't want to play like this where he comes out for a play.
No. I meant like he wants to be out there playing.
He
wants to be out there playing. Like, if you told him he was going to start next week, he'd be excited as hell.
Yep.
Like, he wants to play. Like, he doesn't care about what it looks like out there and what's around him as a rookie and as a young player and particularly as a quarterback. He wants to get out there. I thought I heard Elliot earlier today on with Angelo talking about Jalen during the pregame, and you could tell how excited he was just because he had a different energy. He must have thought he was going to play more last night. So I'm pretty sure that was a little disappointing to him that he didn't get to play. But I don't know if they told him he was going to play more last night or what.
And that just never ended up happening.
And it just never happened that way. But it was clear that it wasn't some predetermined thing they were going to do to where he's going to go in and stay in for X amount of time. Doug went by a field last night, and I guess he didn't see a situation, particularly in that first half, where he thought he could use Jalen. I was surprised. That touchdown before the half saved, in my opinion, Carson Wentz being benched in the second half of this game.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
It's 14-0 at halftime. You may have just gotten Jalen Hurts the rest of the game.
Well, it almost felt like a mercy benching at that point, right? Like,
hell, Carson may have felt that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's why he was out there running over people and just taking off running. He said, forget this. I ain't throwing the ball no more. I'm just, you know what? I'll run down the field my damn self.
Man, he was.
And that's what he did.
Man, he was double hitching through a lot of that time, man. He doesn't trust himself. He's not seeing the field well. It was just, it's hard to watch.
I think part of him doesn't trust the receivers either. Like, just think about it. With these young guys, Now, he's going to always take the blame because he's the quarterback, and he's not about to be throwing people under the bus. But it's clear that between he and some of these young receivers, including Goddard as a young guy, they aren't where they're supposed to be or where he's anticipating them being.
Right.
And that's led to some bad throws. It happened again yesterday where I think it was who was our tight end? Richard Rodgers. He's expecting him to sit down in that zone, and he took off. And he threw it to the middle of the field, and it was lucky it didn't get intercepted. That's what I'm saying. That's a play right there where the quarterback wants you to sit down in the zone. He throws it. You take off because you kept moving. Dallas Goedert, he's expecting you to break outside away from that linebacker. You get caught up doing whatever it is you're doing, and you sit there. He throws to an open spot he thinks you're supposed to be at. Now, that's not counting the 10 times he overthrew somebody.
Yeah.
He overthrew somebody. But I'm just saying there's times he doesn't trust the guys are going to be where they're supposed to be, and he doesn't want to throw an interception.
How does that happen? So you talked about the Goddard play. Earlier in the game, and I guess Doug said this after the game, earlier in the game, the exact same play, Goddard went one way, so that's why Carson was thinking he was going to do the same thing.
Page, saw the same coverage and everything, yes.
But Goddard did something different. So that ball sails, it's intercepted. First of all, I kicked the field goal there. You're down 11 points. It's a 4th and 4. Get the points.
That's true. Yep.
But besides that, so now that's an interception on Carson Wentz. Now it's, Carson Wentz, that, you know, this many interceptions, he's terrible. Like, at this point, you have communication breakdowns and you have miscommunication on the offensive line every week. Every week. Mm-hmm. With the wide receivers. With the entire team. There's miscommunication. Why? Why?
I have no idea. I mean, you listen to these guys talk about how hard they're working in practice and how everybody's studying, but that can't be the case if it doesn't show up on game day. Like, something isn't connected, and that's all of them. That's not excluding Carson. That's all of them, because it was well documented last night that we saw the replays where guys were open where he should have went with the football, but he went somewhere else with the ball. Even on that play with Dallas Goedert, there's Richard Rodgers right there at the first down marker. But he's going to Goddard because that's who he trusts.
Yep.
That's who he trusts. And even on that play, he got burned by it.
Yeah. Yeah, but can we just –
Goddard wasn't where he was supposed to be.
Yeah. Can we deactivate Alshon for the rest of the year?
And Alshon, come on, dude. I mean, listen. You got the ball thrown to you on 3rd and 5. Catch the ball.
First drive. Yep.
Catch the ball. The ball is thrown to the outside. For those people who don't know about quarterback placement of the ball, he's not going to throw the ball to the inside where the corner is sitting in the inside and has a chance to jump the route. So he's going to throw the ball to the outside so only the receiver has a chance to catch the ball. And that's what happened on that play.
Yep.
Alshon got both hands on the ball and dropped it.
Yep.
And dropped it. Come on, man. That's a play right there where you could get some momentum. And was that the opening drive?
Yep.
It was third down.
He missed Ward on the slant on second down, and then Alshon. I mean, that's their season right there, right? Like, Carson misses a throw that he should make, and then there's a drop pass.
Yeah.
Right, 3 and out, bam, kick it right to the Seahawks.
Not to mention, it's 1st and 5. Why didn't we We didn't run the ball not once there.
So you took the words out of my mouth. They had 9 called runs last night. Yeah. Is Miles Sanders still on this team? What is going on? He had 6 rushes last night.
That's hard to believe.
Boston Scott. It felt like Boston Scott was out there almost as much as Miles Sanders was.
Yeah. I'm rushing, yeah. And Boston only had 2 rushes.
2 rushes for 7 yards. Miles Sanders 6 for 15. Corey Clement had that one run. But, like, I get where there's some games where you're behind so much, so it's going to be thrown off. Carson Wentz threw it 45 times last night. A lot of those throws were late because they had to throw because they were down, right? But it wasn't balanced the entire game. Miles Sanders had 6 rushes last night. They had 9 called rushes. 9. Whew. How does this happen every week?
Yeah, it's hard to win a football game that way, man. You just can't. And when you got a quarterback struggling the way that he is, he's not going to throw his way out of this. You just can't drop back down after down and give a defense the chance to just pin their ears back and just tee off on the guy. And that's what's happening. I mean, that's what happened last night. That's what happened the week before. It's drop back after drop back after drop back with a poor offensive line. Quarterback get teed off on. He's fidgety in the pocket. He's seeing ghosts. He's flinching. Yeah, what do you think's going to happen when you've been hit 111 times?
And you keep doing the same thing every week. Again, one rollout last night, Ike? One rollout. Yeah. One. One. Last week, it took to the fourth quarter, Jack, or the third quarter to have a rollout?
Yeah, third quarter.
Third quarter. I don't know when the rollout was last night. One rollout. One. Nine called rushes and one rollout with a quarterback that's struggling, clearly, in an offensive line that sucks.
That's a great idea.
What are you doing? Like, what is his mindset? Why would that be the plan? Right? That's the plan? This is what you're going to do? This is how you're going to beat the Seahawks? I get it. They had the worst passing defense in the league, right? That's obviously what Doug's looking at. But guess what? You can't throw the ball against anybody.
what are you doing? Yeah, you're not Buffalo or Arizona that can take advantage of the worst passing defense or the Rams or
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't have those receivers, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. You don't have those receivers that were able to take advantage of this poor pass defense. And I knew having Jamal Adams, I talked about it in the pregame show last night, Jamal Adams was going to be an X factor out there last night because they line him up everywhere. They rush him like he's a linebacker. He goes out and he plays coverage. He's all over the field, and he was making plays all over the field last night.
Yeah, that's how they play in blitz, and he's very good at getting the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.